With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. Economic conditions are improved since the worst of the pandemic's effects, but survey results show business owners are still pessimistic about the future. The Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis polls companies across a six-state region that includes South Dakota. New results show historic levels of pessimism in the professional services sector. The Fed's Joe Mann shared the results in a webinar.
So what we're actually seeing this year is that we got really the lowest level of optimism for sales and employment than we've seen in the history of the survey. Firms, on balance, are pessimistic about their sales and about their employment levels over the coming year, and more so than they've been in the past.
Mann said the survey began in 2006. It includes hundreds of companies in service industries. Examples include marketing, graphic design, engineering, research, consulting, and security. Fall enrollment is down in the state's public university system for a third year in a row, but Board of Regents leadership says it's not all bad news. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more.
The fall 2020 headcount for the state's six public universities is down 2.8%. That's a loss of 954 students system-wide from last year's enrollment. It's not the worst drop in recent memory, but the decrease continues a trend that started in 2018. BOR Executive Director Brian Maher says there is some good news. 2019's first-year students came back this fall at a higher rate than previous years.
So while our enrollment number, our raw number, is down, our retention rate has actually improved.
Retention of new degree-seeking students was 78% last fall. This fall, Maher says it jumped to 81%.
That's a major accomplishment in any academic year, but it's truly admirable during the pandemic as adjustments had to be made by students and faculty to promote health and safety.
Black Hills State University in Spearfish saw the biggest enrollment difference this year with a decrease of 6.5%. President Lori Nichols says that loss is almost completely from two groups of students. First, high schoolers enrolled in dual credit courses.
Black Hills State starting school a week earlier than normal, and all of the Western South Dakota high school starting 2 weeks later than normal created a three-week gap in the start of school, which was just unsurmountable.
Nichols adds first-year students who deferred their admission due to the pandemic also contributed to the drop in enrollment. Other campuses saw smaller decreases in enrollment, with the exception of Northern State University in Aberdeen. Its enrollment remained flat, with a less than 1% increase. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
Public hearings begin next week for Keystone XL pipeline water crossing permits. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is considering permits for pipeline construction through South Dakota, Montana, and Nebraska. The Corps is holding hearings by phone because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Montana comments are scheduled for Monday, September 28th. South Dakota's comments are set for Tuesday, and Nebraska's are on Thursday. Victoria Wicks has more of this report.
Earlier this year, a Montana judge found Corps of Engineer water permits for the Keystone XL pipeline to be in violation of the National Environmental Protection Act. TransCanada and the Corps asked the U.S. Supreme Court for an emergency overruling, but the High Court declined. That left TransCanada with no options for a fast permit. The company and the Corps have an appeal before the Ninth Circuit, but that won't play out before the November presidential election, and there's a chance the appeals court might uphold the Montana decision. And so TransCanada applied to the Corps of Engineers for a more thoroughly vetted permit while it waits for the Ninth Circuit ruling. Part of the permitting process under NEPA includes public input, and that's the purpose behind the upcoming hearings. The public notice put out by the Corps indicates its jurisdiction is limited to effects on water and wetlands. State officials from the South Dakota Department of Environment and Natural Resources and Nebraska Department of Environment and Energy will also listen in to the federal hearings. They'll include the testimony in their review of previously issued state certification under Section 401 of the Clean Water Act, which controls water quality. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality is holding its own 401 hearings on November 16th. The Corps' public notice lists only construction activities such as trenching and roadwork as potential hazards to wetlands and water. But two federal judges, Brian Morris in Montana and James Boasberg in the District of Columbia, have ruled that the Corps has not adequately reviewed the potential pollution from oil spills when permitting pipelines. If this most recent environmental study satisfies NEPA, and if Joe Biden is not in a position to kill the project, as he has vowed to do if he's elected president, then pipeline construction is positioned for completion over the next 2 years, unless another court order stops it. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
Resurgent summer gambling numbers in Deadwood ended with a lackluster August. New numbers are out from the State Gaming Commission. Betting in August was down about 0.5% compared to the same month last year. Betting was up earlier in the summer, especially in June and July. That was after Deadwood casinos closed in April because of the pandemic. So far this year, betting in Deadwood is about $81 million behind last year's pace. People have wagered about $695 million in the city's casinos so far this year. In November, South Dakota voters will decide whether to add sports betting to Deadwood.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.